Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, Two Kinds of Wisdom, and is found in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, and in chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. James begins the first part of this lesson by describing two sources of wisdom. He declares that a wise man should show forth his wisdom by or through his conduct. One sign of wisdom is the works of a good life characterized by or through meekness. Without bragging or boasting or drawing attention to oneself, a wise person's life will be evident by a life in keeping with the word and will of God. On the other hand, James describes a group of people who count themselves in the faith but are contentious and ambitious, causing strife, and are filled with jealousy. Those persons have nothing to be confident about and are lying against the truth of what real Christian faith and virtue is. This type of thinking or wisdom is not from God, nor does it reflect Christian faith, but it is of the world because it is self-seeking and self-serving and akin to that of devils who left their first estate to indulge their lust. For where these thoughts and feelings are, there is confusion and every evil intent. In contrast, godly wisdom is first devoid of ulterior motives, but pure. It is peacefully unselfish, seeking to find the best way forward. It is full of mercy, sincere, and impartial, sowing peace and reaping righteousness. The wisdom James refers to should be accompanied by patience. This is the second part of the lesson. James focuses on the value of patience. There are many things Christians will not understand and have to endure. James says to not allow these things to cause anyone to become impatient. But God has a reason for all things and will make those reasons clear in and at the proper time. Therefore, James says to grow strong in faith and determination because the Lord is near and coming sooner than we think. In the meantime, we are to be kind and understanding to one another, making sure we treat everyone the way we want to be treated. If not, we stand in the shadow of judgment by the judge himself for not acting charitably toward our brothers and sisters. Remember, the way we are here will carry over to where we are destined to go. Look at the examples of others who waited patiently on the Lord, including Job, to find inspiration for waiting on God in our own life, situations, and circumstances, especially when we consider the outcome of their lives. The Lord is merciful and compassionate. We can rest assured that he is fully aware of every need and situation. Finally, James says for us not to be overly confident in what we say. It is not necessary to go beyond a simple yes or no, because we are not able to guarantee anything. We don't even know if we're going to be alive the next minute. So going beyond this is placing ourselves in a position or place God has not allowed us to be. And any time we go where God has forbidden us to go, we stand in danger of judgment. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you're invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m., live and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So, until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.